98.1 KZE, MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Friday, and we've got a first-time guest in the studio, Kyle Mitchell. Welcome to KZE.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to meet you. You are a friend of our good friend, Billy Pearson.
Yes, that's right. Billy P.
Yeah, who sent you my direction, which I love when he does, when he's like, hey, like I have this friend in town who's a really good musician. Do you want to come play on KZE? And I'm like, yes, I do. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Billy P. If you're listening out there, I appreciate you very much.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Kyle Mitchell, your music, your story. Give us the rundown.
Yeah, sure. I'm a songwriter from Syracuse, New York, and I've been writing since I was about 11. And I'm 26 now, so that makes it 15 years, which is kind of crazy.
It's a long time.
Yeah, longer than I was alive when I started writing.
Yeah.
But came to Woodstock house sitting actually with my girlfriend and. Well, pet sitting, really, watching a couple of cats.
And this is sort of a thing that you guys do, like you house sit and that enables you to like travel around.
That's right. Yeah. We took a cross-country trip just through house sitting. So we were able to go out to Oregon and then back to Kansas and back home to Syracuse. And now here we are again in Woodstock.
Yeah.
Well, near Woodstock anyway.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thanks. Catskills are cool.
And do you find shows to play in every town that you visit?
Yeah, for the most part, I'm always trying to. It's helpful to know someone like Billy.
Yeah, he's a good guy to know.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Billy's here with us in spirit. I'll play wherever I can. Actually, on our trip, I was recording an album. I'm going to play a song or two from it today.
Oh, nice.
The album's called You, and it was all about my own creative process, being able to record by myself instead of... I had all these expectations built from when I was a kid and I learned to record in studio about how it should be and what basically how much work you had to put into it for it to be quote unquote good.
Right.
You know?
Oh yeah.
So breaking down those expectations was harder than you might think.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, this is something that I talk about with a lot of the guests in here, how it's like so hard to call a creative project done.
Yeah.
And say like, this is ready to put out in the world because you could keep messing with it literally forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
I almost did on the previous album. It took me way too long. It was bad. It wasn't a bad album, but I just overdid it. And it kind of sucked out some of the spirit of it, I think.
Yeah.
By the end of it. So I tried to keep the spirit in and that meant leaving it pretty raw.
Yeah.
But it sounds like how I sound live. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to give us an example?
Sure. Yeah. This is a song called... Say what you will, but I love you. It's about loving your friends no matter what they say or do, because what they say and do is always changing as they change, but who they really are, their essence, doesn't change. So this song's about that.
Old friends, say what you will, say what you will, but I love you. Yes, I love you, yes, I do. So, friend, be what you will, do what you will, but I love you, yes, I love you, yes, I do. You gave me the runaround at the bar to be kind. Those things don't matter to me, I'd rather you speak your mind. So, old friend, say what you will, say what you will, and I'll love you, yes, I'll love you, yes, I will. Me carefully to avoid being crude, but I don't mind listening to your anything if you're rude. It's fine, just speak your mind. Oh, old friend, say what. I'll love you. Yes, I will.
KZE. Kyle Mitchell is my guest in the studio. That was wonderful. I loved the song.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. That kind of reminded me of like a Neutral Milk Hotel kind of vibe.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know any of their albums except for that one. You know what I'm talking about with like
probably the Anne Frank one. Yeah.
But yeah, they're great. I love that album.
Yeah. No, I loved the style of songwriting. The guitar was very, it's a good vibe.
Thanks.
Good energy. Good message.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So this is off the upcoming release.
So that's a release that's the album I just put out.
Gotcha.
Which feels like just put out. It was 2023 now in October. Mm. So about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last year I spent doing a bunch of shows, basically quote unquote touring the album at home in Syracuse. And yeah, now it feels like time to make some new stuff.
Yeah. How was the reception to the record in Syracuse or wherever you played it?
Oh, I think it was good. Yeah. I mean, my friends who came out to the show seemed to really like the songs.
Yeah.
And they knew them already because I've been playing them for a bit before I put out the record.
Yeah. But, how did you approach, so this was the album, was this the album that you felt that you had overworked a little bit or?
So this was the one where I dealt with the feeling of overworking.
Gotcha.
Basically.
Yeah.
So it's called You, just Y-O-U. And it is about me. Yeah. Like basically talking to myself about my own expectations and my own processes. And ultimately getting to the point that you are the one who creates your reality through every thought, word, and action in your life. And that's not just musically, that's holistically in life. So being able to break things down to their most basic, like essence, spirit, whatever, focused me.
Yeah.
To be able to make something that created that vibe, basically. Yeah.
And did it come out, did you feel that it accurately kind of represented what you had in mind?
For the record, yeah. Sort of, yeah. I mean, it was, yes, I think it turned out exactly how it should have.
Awesome.
The idea I had in mind was what I'd done in the past, which is why breaking it down was so hard.
Yeah.
Because leaving something so raw and releasing it is kind of nerve-wracking when you want to present how you hear it in your head. But I've come to the point where I realized, like we were saying before, the interview, it's never going to sound like how you think you wanted to. It's not going to be perfect.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, that can be like paralyzing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was. That's why I had to do it.
Yeah.
I feel a lot more artistically free now.
Totally. I mean, exactly. Because it can be paralyzing, that feeling of like, you know, knowing that the thing that's in your head, you may never be able to replicate exactly in the world.
Yeah.
But then if you can let go of that and just, you know, make something and, you know, love that for what it is, then you make a lot more art.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah, you don't get so caught up in yeah, pieces of it, yeah. But you just can get into that flow.
Yeah. Is that is that true of songwriting for you too? Like when you sit down to write a song, like do you write constantly or do you have to kind of sit down consciously and write?
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. So I've always just heard music in my head all the time. I thought that everybody did. And I have always just written whenever that spirit is coming through. So I have like hundreds and hundreds of notes and voice memos of songs that I just will never finish, which is fine. But some of them I do, I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Like that last one came out very quickly, kind of all at once. And so the conscious part is then shaping it when it comes through into a coherent song.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Kyle Mitchell is my guest in the studio. First time on KZE. Hopefully not the last. Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, do we have time for two or one more? It'll change what I play.
We could do two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll do one more from that record. This is one that I wrote when I was living in Nashville. Kind of about my feelings and frustrations of the world at that time. And yeah. Came out in this song, which is called Earth 2022. Mm-hmm.
whatever's being said. Listen to your heart, not your head. Someone's gonna know something that you don't, and do it even though you think they won't. A lot of people real stop not being listened to. A lot of people really don't know who to listen to. No. So if you know you're right, keep it to yourself for the night. And when you do wake up, take a look outside. Notice how the stars are feeling fine. A lot of people real confused are being listened to. Too many got a lot to lose and they don't know anything. So please notice when you go, you don't keep a thing. Your body is absorbed into the ground. So while you're in the song, see if you can sing, see if you can ring and make a sound. Everybody's waiting for someone to listen to. What if you unlock the door and you notice that everything is one giant living thing connected by the sun, the planets sing. We could sing along if one day we choose, or we could compete and win and lose.
Kyle Mitchell in the studio with me on KZE. That was from the most recent release as well?
Yeah, that's the same album. Yeah.
Awesome. What's that one called?
It's called Earth 2022.
Yeah. I liked the message in there.
Thanks.
Yeah. Where can we find your music and upcoming shows and all that good stuff?
So I have a website. It's kylemitchell.com. So that's kylemicho.com. And I list all my shows on there and links to everything else where my music is, which is just about everywhere.
Beautiful. I always recommend Bandcamp.
Yeah. Oh, I love Bandcamp.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
It's the best one.
Yeah. It's the best one. It is.
Well, we got time for one more if you got it for cool. us.
Yeah. Let me, so this is a new one since I played two things from the already released record. This is one that's not released. Wrote it about, sorry.
Radio premiere?
Radio premiere, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, I've actually only played it at a couple of gigs and the Colony open mic. It's about the feeling of kind of imminent change. It's called Someday Soon.
Someday soon, the world will be unfurled. Will it make you cry? Do you cling to everything you've learned? Do you wonder why? Did you ever die and realize you're still here? Do you ever try to look right at your fear? and fight it. Someday soon, the world we know will fall, it's a natural thing. When it does, and neighbors try to call, will you let it ring? Will you hope the king sends troops in for the war? Will you do nothing and stock up at the store? All right. Oh my God, let yourself be light. No, I wouldn't fight
Mitcho has been my guest on 98.1 KZE. Tell me the website one more time.
It's just my name, kylemitcho.com. So kylemicho.com.
Very easy. Thank you so much for making the time for us.
Thanks for having me, MK. This has been really fun.
We got your community bulletin board now, and Mike Gordon up next on 98.1 KZE.